All right, now, the Mishnah says in Masechet Tanit that we don't eat meat, we don't drink wine, just that the Suda Mafseket on Erev Tisha B'Av, that's the way the Mishnah learns. But the Mechaber gives three different minhagim. So the Mechaber says, Yesh no gim shlul chobasar v'shosh liayin b'shabbatu. Some have the minhag not to eat meat, not to drink wine on Shavua Shechavo Tisha B'Av, the week that contains Tisha B'Av. So this year Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, we don't really have a Shavua Shechavo. He says, V'yesh mosifin mirosh chodesh ad ha'tanit. Some people say, you don't eat meat, don't drink wine from Rosh Chodesh. This Friday night is Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh mosifin mishavasar b'tamuz. Some don't eat meat and don't drink wine all 3 weeks from shavasar b'tamuz. It means on Shabbos, obviously, that's an exception, but otherwise they don't. So why is it that we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine? So I'm going to explain, you know, explore it tonight and tomorrow night. But the Rosh connects it to Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra. The Gemara says on Daf Samech Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan Lo Yisud Adam Et Beito Basid. Tan Rabbanan Shchrav Bay Bishniya. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the second Beis Hamikdash, Rabu Prushim BeYisrael, there were all these ascetic people among the Jewish people. Shalol Lachol Basar V'Shlo Shto Yayin. People decided they're not going to eat meat and drink wine. It was like he says, Nit Palahin Rabbi Yeshua. So the Tana Rabbi Yeshua engaged them in conversation. Amar Lahem Banai B'Neimah Yetem Ochlin Basar V'Inthem Shotim Yayin. He says, how come you're not eating meat and not drinking wine? So Amrulo, they said to him, and again, Rabbi Yeshua lives during the time of the Korban Beis Hamikdash. He's, remember, the Gemara in Gittin says that he and Rabbi Lezer are the people that took Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai outside of Yerushalayim. So he lives through the Korban Beis Hamikdash, and then in the period after the Korban Beis Hamikdash, there are people, like, it's such a terrible tragedy, they don't want to eat meat or drink wine anymore. So he says, Amrulo, no chabasar shemenu makriv al gabiz beach, beachshav batel. He says, how can we eat meat which is offered or was offered on the altar, and now we don't have any korban anymore? Nishta yayin shemenaskan al gabiz beach. How can we drink wine that was, you know, poured on the mizbeach, the nisach yayin with korbanot every day in the Beis Hamikdash, beachshav batel? Amar lehem im kain lechem lo nochal shikvar bat lumenacho. So he said, you know, Taka, you got a great idea. So please, okay. So he said, okay, pay everybody's attention just 1 minute, okay? So he says, if that's the case, then we shouldn't eat bread either. I think you got a good idea. Let's go on a roll. We won't eat bread. He says, because we don't have any mincha offering. There's no meal offerings in the Beis Hamikdash. So he said, you're right, Taka, we'll do it. F sharp apero. We'll manage with fruit. We won't eat bread. We won't eat meat. We won't drink wine. We'll get along with fruit. So he says, you know, peyrolonochah, we shouldn't have fruit either. Why? Shekvar bitlu bikurim. We don't have any bikurim anymore. So he said, all right, we'll go with it too. Efshar b'peyrolonochah, we'll do other fruit. In other words, like, let's say, peaches weren't brought as bikurim, the first fruit. Well, you know, and grapefruit. We'll manage with other fruits. So he says, mayim lo nishteh. We shouldn't drink water either. I don't think we should drink water. Shekvar batel nisuch hamayim. Because there's no nisuch hamayim on Sukkot, so we shouldn't drink water. So he said, Shaku. At that point, they were silent. They didn't have an answer to that. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Shua, and also, you know, besides from the Gemara itself, you see a sort of pedagogic technique that Rabbi Shua uses. He doesn't say, this is ridiculous. He draws it out from them. He asks them question after question. It's a little bit like the Socratic method in law school. He asks them questions with question till they realize this isn't going to fly. So Amar Lahen, he says to them, Banai, Bovo Amar Lahem, Shtotabel Kulikari Afshar. We can't ignore the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, not do any avelas for it. Shekvari Nigzarag Zera. We can't do too much. He says, we won't make a gzeira unless most of the people can handle it. And I'll leave out the proof. He says, and he says, the chachamim say, like you'll plaster your home, you'll leave a little bit blank. And then Rabbi Yosef says, Amalama. And Rabbi Chis says, can I get a petah? The entranceway. Osedam called Sarchi Suda Meshayer Devar Muat. You'll make a big banquet, you'll leave something out. And Rabbi Papa said, that's Kasa Daharsana, like this dish of fried fish. And Osa Isha called Tashite Meshayer Devar Muat. A woman will do all her adornments and leave something out. And then the Gemara says, that in other words, there is a mitzvah for us to remember on all of these things. We have to remember what took place. We can't go overboard with it. Anyway, the main point from this sugya, though, is what do they associate the wine and the meat with? With korbanot. That's the way the Rush is learning. In other words, so why, according to the Rush, why don't we eat meat and drink wine? Because it reminds us that in the Beis HaMikdash, we had a Beis HaMikdash where we don't eat meat and drink wine anymore. All right, now we'll see. Like the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, he says a little differently. He says that meat and wine is associated with simcha, and that's why we don't eat it. So we'll talk more, Bli Neder, tomorrow night. Okay? Any questions, comments, or thoughts?